Dreamscape presents Heart of the Storm by Colonel Edward L. Fleming. Narrated by Adam James Connor. Author's note. I have taken pains to ensure that the facts of my career, as recounted in this book, are accurate as I remember them. Some of the names are changed, however, in an effort to protect the dignity of former colleagues in the rescue service and to preserve the memories of those they left behind. 1. Headwinds. We value the individual supremely, and nature values him not a whit. Annie Dillard. We'd left the storm behind on the way out into the North Atlantic. Now, as we returned in the December cold and darkness, with one nearly dead Ukrainian sailor in the passenger bay, we flew back into it. Suddenly, ferocious headwinds hit the helicopter and yanked the controls nearly out of my hands. The helicopter turned into a berserk rocking horse, its nose pitching violently up, then slamming down. Rain drove against the cockpit glass. It found the openings in the windscreen seals and invaded the cabin, where avionics control boxes, radios, and circuit breakers were all getting wet. I was wrung out. I'd been flying since before dawn that morning, with almost no sleep the night before, on a mission to rescue the crew of a sunken freighter, Salvador Allende, 820 miles at sea, south of Newfoundland's Grand Banks. The aircraft's vibration had worked its way into my hands and feet. Now it was drilling its way into my brain. I didn't know whether I was shivering from my cold, wet flight suit or from the helicopter's shuddering. But we were headed home. We'd taken our last fuel from one of the tanker planes flying overhead, and we were bearing down on the coast of Nova Scotia in formation with a second helicopter. Back in the bay, the pararescue jumper who'd fished the sailor from the ocean was trying to keep the sailor, huddled in a sleeping bag and loose rescue gear, from crashing around the cabin in the turbulence. The flight engineer sat behind us on the jump seat, straining to hear sounds of trouble from the jet engines and the transmission that channeled the engine's power to the slashing 26-foot rotor blades. Jolly 14, like every MH-60 helicopter, was supposed to get major maintenance after 10 hours in the air. We'd been flying for 13. Jolly was the universal call sign for all Air Force...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?